WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. As we head into the final full week of campaigning, Vice President Harris with a slight and statistically insignificant lead on former President Trump.
Vice President Harris opening up a four-point lead, 51-47 in a head-to-head matchup against Donald Trump. But that is far from a safe margin. And in fact, it narrows significantly if you add in third-party candidates or if you just zoom in on the battleground states.
ABC News political director Rick Klein. There is bipartisan condemnation of jokes told at Trump's New York City rally by comedian Tony Hinchcliffe, who referred to Puerto Rico as a floating island of garbage. McDonald's ruled out the beef patties, a source of E. coli that sickened at least 75 people in 13 states who ate the quarter pounder sandwich. It came from the Onions. McDonald's plans to return the sandwich to its menu this week. The United Nations Security Council is to meet Monday after Israel's attack on Iran. This is ABC News.
In the murder trial of Richard Allen, accused of killing two teenage girls in Delphi, Indiana in 2017, Indiana State Police Lieutenant Jerry Holman, who interviewed Allen, testifying he asked Allen about the unspent cartridge found near the girls' bodies. Holman saying Allen told him there's no way that round cycled through my gun.
The defense cross-examining Holman, questioning his interrogation methods, even raising issues with the evidence gathering at the crime scene. Holman stating mistakes were made. Allen has pleaded not guilty to murder. So far, the jury has heard testimony from 25 of the prosecution's witnesses.
Some surfers being praised for acting as lifeguards during a surfing competition last week on the New Jersey shore, Avalon Beach.
Giant wave comes. There was three fishermen, and two of them got swept over the jetty. It's like, oh, my gosh.
A nursing student, Cooper Leisinger, and other surfers jumped into action, saving the anglers. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Oh, it's Saturday night across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. We got a big show for you tonight. We'll dive right into it. We'll kick it off with a double dip of the People Brothers Band. They just won Performer of the Year with the Mamas. I'm going to recap those Mamas for you. Got a special guest co-host tonight. We'll tell you all about it. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Down crying on his knees, but can't give the roll. I'm your stepping stone. Raise you up, be what you wanna be. I'm your stepping stone. Raise you up, see what you came to see. For the taste of your sweetness, always sweeter than nectarine. You take two steps back, three steps forward, and you know where it's at, and you know what to go for. You can keep those things. I don't need none your strings. I'll be your stepping stone. I'm your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, be what you wanna be. I'm your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, see what you came to see. Well, the taste of your sweetness, always sweeter than nectarine.
Sisters and Brothers. That is the People Brothers Band and Stepping Stone on Max Inc. and Civic Media. We are local music. Before that, Love Electric. Love the People Brothers Band. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Across the Civic Media Radio Network, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Rocker and Terry Barr are off tonight. I'm Jimmy Kay, and I'm joined here with an awesome, super special Cub fanatic co-host, E-Dub.
Hey, buddy.
Nice to see you, brother.
Hey, it's nice to see you, too. You know, it was weird. I was just going to sit outside and just listen to the show and just kind of enjoy it. And then all of a sudden you came to me and said, hey, man, you're doing a show with me.
Yes.
And I couldn't be happier about it. I'm glad to be here with you. And I mean, I think it's been something like a year since we did this before.
I think it was sooner. I think we did something.
Was it this year even, maybe?
I think it was six.
Yeah. Well, it feels like a long time, and I'm glad to be back in the saddle.
Welcome back to the radio. Of course, those of you that may not know, Dub and I, we hosted the Jimmy Kay Show for years.
Yeah.
At various places.
For what? For like 9 years, 10 years?
Something like that.
It was a good long run.
Yeah. Hope you're having a great night. We just heard the People Brothers Band, Dub, and they cleaned up at the Mamas. They took home six Mamas.
Yeah.
Last Sunday at the High Noon Saloon. Congratulations to the People Brothers Band. Of course, the Performer of the Year was the big one for the People Brothers Band. They also got the Pop Song of the Year for Restless off their latest album, R&B Performer of the Year, and the list goes on.
Yeah, they're really good enough that I feel like they could even win for like Heavy Metal Band of the Year without even playing heavy metal. That's how good they are.
They don't play metal, Dub.
No, I know, but they should still win that award. They're that good.
The best part of my Mama night, actually, was when I ran into Mama T from the People Brothers Band, Teresa.
Yeah.
And I got a fantastic hug from her.
Yeah.
Had a great conversation with her.
Good.
Rocker, Terry Barr, and I were at the High Noon Saloon for the Madison Area Music Association. I want to say congratulations to all the artists, everybody who won a Mama. And the Girls Rock Camp part of the show was fantastic.
Yeah.
This is amazing how much talent those young ladies have.
Right.
And what the Girl Rock Camp coaches do to bring all that talent out.
Well, I mean, it's a perfect show for everybody, every one of us out there who ever thought that we didn't have any talent. Because these kids come in there with no music, right? And they leave and they're good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And they
like
love
when
it
you
too.
Work at it at a thing.
You could tell they have fun with it.
Congratulations
to our own Terry Barr for winning Local Music Radio Personality of the Year.
Yeah.
Super excited about that. Congratulations to Terry for that.
Yep.
Deb, I'm spacing her last name.
Fields.
No, not Deb Fields.
Who Deb?
Deb G. Gunderson, maybe? Fan of the Year.
Oh, I know the person you're talking about. She's a big fan of the blues scene, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember. Wow, it's been a while since I've thought about some of these names.
Forgive us, Deb. We forgot your last name. I know it starts with a G. Deb G. That's who it is.
Yeah, she knows who she is.
So anyway, congratulations to all the Mama Pia folks. Don't forget, if you still want to contribute, help put musical instruments in the hands of kids. You can do that at your leisure at themamas.org. Dub, we got a good show for you tonight for your guest hosting pleasure. Kind of mellow here in the studio, but we got Chad O checking in from the High Noon Saloon tonight. Tonight is the freaking Halloween weekend show at the High Noon.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great show. I believe the Police have kicked off, and ELO featuring Shawn Michael Dargan is kicking off in just a couple of minutes. Radiohead later on, and I'm missing one, and also Metallica. I'm missing one.
Duran Duran is the one you're missing, and how could you forget that when you're going to be introducing those guys?
I'm introducing Duran Duran tonight, and Adam Schwabo, he's one of the organizers. We had an interview with him last week here on Max Inc. Radio. He shaved his head for the show for his costume today. I just saw this on Facebook.
Is he going to be the singer?
He is in the Duran Duran tribute.
Yeah. But is he the singer of the band? Do you know? Is he supposed to be Simon?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
And I only say that because Simon's the only name that I know from that band. I couldn't possibly name a different one. You know, there's so much good music happening this weekend. You know, there was a show last night featuring bands that tributed the Deftones and Incubus, Korn, and System of a Down. There's another show happening as well that they're calling Freakin' Halloween. Or no, that's the one you're talking about. The emo Halloween is the one I was thinking of. That's tributing My Chemical Romance and Paramore and Brand New. So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of awesome music out there this weekend, and that's the way it should be.
There is no lack of great music on a Halloween weekend in Madison.
Yeah, if you can't find it, you're not trying.
What? I guess that begs to ask, you know, we've seen so many tribute shows over Halloween over the years.
And
I'm sure all of you have, too.
Yeah.
What is your favorite Halloween tribute band performance that you have seen?
Yeah, well,
what show really stands out? What band or what band did they cover that you're like, wow, they did a great job of that? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You could call or text us from the Civic Media app. Dubai, I remember Spooktacular a couple years ago when Y-Lab covered Motley Crue, and they nailed it.
Did they cover Motley Crue, or
yes.
did they cover did? Because they're like big misfits. Anyway, I remember them playing. They were so much fun to watch. Anyway, and my favorite though, well, there's kind of two favorites, right? One of them is my favorite because it's one of my favorite bands that they tributed, which was Lords of the Trident, who paid tribute to Iron Maiden. But there was another Spooktacular also where. If some of you out there may remember a band called Orphanbloom, which was full of these guys who were like music students who
they're all geniuses.
Absolutely. And they like flew in from all over the country to play shows. And so they dressed up as the